part two of efficiency in the workplace, being a good example. Do as you do. I alluded to that yesterday. I mentioned that yesterday in the previous part. Do as you do. And what I mean by that is don't go around giving, barking out orders, and then all of a sudden you're not delivering. You're not being a part of what's going on. You're not actually doing what you want everybody else to do. And that, folks, that's where bad managers are born, right there. When they come around and they have this swollen mindset, they get the BART complex. And the BART complex, and what that is basically, it's kind of like the Napoleon complex. But, you know, this guy's here to save the world, but he can't even save himself. So that's where the problem lies. And again, it's one of those situations, and you've all had them. We've all had that boss where he'll go around barking orders, and it's like, you be here on time. You don't leave early. You take 1 hour for lunch. You need to answer the phone in the first ring. You need to answer that email immediately. Meanwhile, you're waiting 4, 5, 6 weeks for an answer, and you still haven't received one. Folks, they're out there. They are bad, and they do not want to be called on it. Unfortunately, they're going to end up calling themselves on it, and there's nothing they can do when they get caught. And that's just the way it is. So with that being said, folks, do as you do, not as you say. You can say anything you want, but if you're not out there doing it, and you're not out there enforcing it, you're not out there in the front being that good example and setting that good example and doing as you do, not as you say. And ideally, in a perfect world, you want to say and you want to do, they line up. So do that. Do as you do.